Just like the farm, we will always, always reap as we sow. There are no exceptions at all. To emotionally accept that puts you square into your secret life, where you have to learn to deal with your conscience, with your willpower. Am I really willing to do this, to walk this talk? And the more people live by their conscience, the more integrity they have, the more they have this abundance mentality. Now notice what happened. We have applied habits 4, 5, and 6 at the intrapersonal level to habits 2 and 3. The fruit of that is interpersonal habits 4, 5, and 6. So that you genuinely think win-win. When that guy comes in, you give him a fair exchange for what he asked for. And the person notices you could have ripped them off, but you didn't. You have peace of mind inside yourself. But what about your son and your family? You're suffering there. You develop creative energy. You expand your capacity. You work more and more in your circle of influence until you develop the skill base and the opportunity base on which you can meet those other needs. People notice that. Your employees notice that. This other attendant noticed that. They notice the second mile you go with this customer. They notice that customers come back to you. They notice that you're gradually building a credibility, an ethos program, a foundation of character and of competency. Now you're becoming a light, not a judge. It's hard to be around a person of that kind of integrity and not be powerfully influenced and inspired by them. That person will come up with creative ways, if they're proactive enough, to meet the other needs. Now, what am I basically saying? Ends and means are inseparable. Ends pre-exist in the means. You'll never, ever achieve a worthy end with an unworthy means. You cannot violate one principle. You'll eventually find the hens will come home to roost. But many mission statements only deal with values. They deal only with these principles, but they have no vision to them. We want to be good, but we want to be good for something. Negative goodness that's untested isn't good. It's when you're out in the battlefield to accomplish worthy objectives, some project that makes a difference, that contributes, that adds to the welfare of society and to your own family welfare and so forth. That is what causes you to see, am I going to live by these principles? It's the inseparable nature of means and ends. Many mission statements are only wish statements, vision statements, dream statements. They don't deal with means. Others only deal with means. They're value statements, value clarification. They don't deal with ends. The key to one is always the other. The ends and means being inseparable.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。